Queensland Conservatives are arguing over who's responsible for the LNP's weekend thrashing. Labor's Anastasia Palaszczuk was returned to office for an historic third term. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
Queensland's Liberal and National Party forces have been in opposition for most of the past three decades. But the last Conservative Premier, Rob Borbidge, says there's no recurring problems, just different challenges at different times.
I mean, we've had the COVID curse. We've seen in times of uncertainty, people want the security of incumbency.
What do you say to the argument advanced by former Premier Campbell Newman and others that this attitude, that it's just COVID, is delusional?
Well, Campbell Newman would say that because he's trying to justify his place in history and he's been less than helpful.
Campbell Newman, who lost government after unpopular public service cuts, says party polling shows the LNP has lost its appeal as a better financial manager. He says that leaves social issues like euthanasia among the main points of difference. Rob Borbidge rejects that, but they agree on one thing. The LNP was wrong to place the Greens ahead of Labor on how to vote cards.
I think it was a disgraceful decision. I'm very disappointed that we have Greens MPs in the Parliament as a direct result of an LNP organisational decision on preferencing.
Rob Borbidge was among those surprised when Deb Frecklington declared she'd stay on as leader without deferring to the conventional post-election spill. Political analyst Dr. Paul Williams from Griffith University says she has the support of the dominant party in the Liberal National marriage.
She comes from Joe Bjelke-Petersen's old seat at Dandangos. It's almost like she's old National Party royalty. And the party room today is disproportionately old tribal national. There aren't too many Liberals. And in some ways, it's become increasingly conservative on things like euthanasia and abortion law reform.
He says that makes it more difficult to gain seats around Brisbane. Meanwhile, social reform is part of the third-term Labor government's mandate.
So we can expect very early in the next parliament a bill on voluntary assisted dying.
The government will have to contend with growing state debt and the nation's highest unemployment rate. Anastasia Palaszczuk has reaffirmed her promise
to make sure that our health response is under control and also to make sure now that we continue to adopt our key economic recovery plan.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk ending Annie Guest's report.